Hello, and welcome to a special live episode of Night Reader Podcast. My name is Dylan C. I am your host and producer of this podcast. So we're going to do a short little 10-15 minute episode here. I want to share you guys an interesting insight and some interesting stuff I've been checking out regarding COVID-19 and society and what's going on right now. So, let's see. It's an insane and cryptic message from a book from the early 80s. I'm not claiming it to be true or false. I simply think it's, you know, highly interesting. And I wanted to cover it for you guys to create conversation around the subject. And it's not anything that's dangerous to talk about or spreading any kind of fake news or anything like that. So it's just a fun type of thing. And here's my disclaimer for it, though. I do not endorse nor support either opinion. Nor do I claim my words to be true. I'm simply sharing my findings with you to speculate with yourself and other people you may know. End of that. You guys know this is a show of inspiration and love from literature and art and spreading awareness of that sort of thing. And this is something I don't really want to talk about. I don't normally do this live cast either, so if you hear a change in audio quality than what you're used to for my show, because I'm going directly through the phone, it works a lot easier with this live cast thing. Something I don't normally do, but for this instance, I figured I'd just do it for you guys. So I'm not sure if anyone's here or if anyone's going to pop in or not, but if you are here, welcome. If you're hearing this in the future, right on. Thanks for timing in. So, you all know the horror author, I'm assuming. By the name of Dean Koontz. Yes. And you all know what's going around in the world right now with the virus named COVID-19, also known as the coronavirus. We know that it's killing people and attacking the respiratory system, thickening the membranes and making it difficult to cough up infections. There's much more to it, and much of it remains a mystery. But we also know where it came from, a place called Wuhan in China. It has since spread around the planet, nearly. Now, what is the speculation I'm speaking of? Well, hello, Linda, if you're there. Thanks for joining in. Thanks for following, Gypsy. All right, so you all know Dean Koontz, right? Author of horror and thriller novels. He's been prevalent throughout the years. In 1981, Dean Koontz was 36 and he published a novel called The Eyes of Darkness. He published it under the pen name of Lee Nichols, something Koontz has been known to do. For your interest, I'll share just a bit about the novel's plot. So, a mother sends her son on a summer camp trip with a veteran camper who's done this trip dozens of times. But mysteriously, the entire campground dies in one day, leaving the mother to grieve and try to figure out what happened to her son. She's also met with speculation and weird signs and stuff telling her that her son is still alive. So she kind of goes on a mission to try to figure that out. An interesting surmise for a book. But this is where things get crazy. I'm going to go read you guys a direct excerpt from the story, and I'll explain it to you guys to the best of my abilities. I'm going to pull it up for you guys here. Alright, so, in the eyes of darkness, what does this 1981 book have to do with what's going on in the world right now? Well, as I mentioned, I wanted to read you guys a direct excerpt. So here it goes. Quote, "I'm not interested in the philosophy or morality of biological warfare. Right now, I just want to know where the hell Danny is and how he wound up in this place. To understand that, Dombey said, you have to go back 20 months. It was around then that a Chinese scientist named Li Chen defected to the United States, carrying a diskette record of China's most important and dangerous new biological weapon in a decade. They call the stuff Wuhan 400, because it was developed at their RDNA labs outside the city of Wuhan. And it was the 400th strain that was viable of a man-made microorganism that was created at that research center. Wuhan 400 is the perfect weapon. It afflicts only human beings, and no other living creature can carry it. But like syphilis, Wuhan 400 cannot survive outside of a living body for longer than a minute. Do you see the advantage in all of this?" Unquote. So already that's like huge red flags. And I did want to reiterate again that I don't believe this is particularly true. I just find it highly interesting. So that's already crazy because what we know to be the coronavirus or COVID-19, as far as we know, has originated from Wuhan, which is a town in China, which is this 1981 book, said their disease that he created in this book, whether he was predicting or not, was called Wuhan 400, which is kind of alarming, but it gets more interesting as it goes on. As I mentioned, it is a respiratory disease, which I'm sure you all know by now. But this is the most striking moment of the book here, the most striking part. It goes like this. I quote, "In around 2020, a severe pneumonia-like illness will spread throughout the globe, attacking the lungs and the bronchial tubes and resisting all known treatments. Almost more baffling than the illness itself will be the fact that it will suddenly vanish as quickly as it arrived, attack again 10 years later, and then disappear completely and forever." Unquote. Does it even need to be explained? Truly, it's just crazy, right? A respiratory disease in 2020 that will spread, will have no known cure, and it'll suddenly disappear as quickly as it arrived. Almost more interesting than this, I'd like to hear Dean Koontz's stance on this. I don't think anyone's asked him or gotten a response out of him yet, but when he was writing this, was he never claimed it to be a prediction. That's an important aspect of this story too. This has just been kind of discovered and came to light by people recently. It's highly interesting. And throughout history, writers of all sorts have created diseases and plagues such as this to great effect on the reader. But it's just kind of crazy when you hear something so coincidental. And like I said, I don't know what if it's just a big coincidence or what. And I'd like to hear Dean Koontz's stance on it. Yeah, it's just mind-blowing, right? So I want to know what your speculation on is it. Do you think it's just a coincidence? You think Dean Koontz knew something that maybe we don't know? You think he would laugh about it if someone asked him? It's a really curious case. Cryptic, no doubt, but wanted to share that with you guys and maybe hear what you guys think. So if you hear this in the future and you wanted to tell me what your speculation on it is, let me know on Instagram or wherever you find me. Livecast is a really fun thing to do, and I enjoy doing it here. And I've enjoyed sharing this information with you guys. One more time, I will disclaim and say that I don't believe it to be true. And everything I've said is just free finding on the internet and stuff like that. So sources are mis sources are mixed. So thanks, guys, for tuning in. If you're here, if you're hearing this in the future, thanks again. And yeah, let me know what you think about this. Interesting, right? But as for now, Night Reader is a podcast of literature inspiration produced by Dylan C. So go on, drop your swords, pick up your pens and reading spectacles. Let us read on. Thanks, guys.